Rodent Drainage. Today's Thursday, September 4th, 2025. It's 6:04. We're in the city chambers. I call this Rodent Drainage District Governing Body Meeting to order. Commissioners present, Commissioner Duvall, Mr. Langdon, Mayor Stokes, Vice Mayor Emmerich, Commissioner Petro. There's a quorum present for the meeting. Present are City Manager Fletcher, Interim City Attorney Golan, City Clerk Faust, Board Specialist Lindner, Police Chief Garrison, and Vice Chief, and Chief Titus, I'm sorry, Fire Chief Titus.
Getting late, isn't it?
Yeah, must be. I need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by the Vice Mayor, second by Commissioner Langdon to approve the agenda. Let's vote. That passes 5-2-0. City Clerk, any general public comment?
Yes, Yasin Rosani.
Hey, Mayor, Commissioners, City Manager. This is my first time doing this, so I'm, you know, excuse me if I don't follow the right decorum, I guess, if you will. I'm a property owner with two commercial properties. I own the Burger King's on Toledo Blade and on US Highway 41 right next to Popeyes. I look at my trim tax, my bill every year, and Sarasota County has been raising the values, but then if I turn the page around, and then I look at the non-ad valorem taxes, and it's the road and drainage is very, very expensive. My wondering is, why are other municipalities like Pasco County, Sarasota, General Counties, Charlotte County, I have properties, a bunch of properties, and I don't pay the kind of tax, ad valorem and the regular tax that I'm paying here in the city of Northport. It's very, very hard to do business. I agree with Mr. Petrov that you guys are killing small businesses. And I'm a small business that provides jobs, sales tax revenue, payroll taxes, if you will. And it's very, very tough. And I spoke with Garrett and his team at the Drain and Road Fund to understand the mythology. So I didn't come in here just to speak from the hip. I spoke with him last year. I don't know who he is. Maybe I can meet him afterwards. And then I spoke with him yesterday, right before this meeting. I looked at the mythology on the website, and I tried to calculate it myself, and then he gave me the calculation, and it looks like it's forward-looking. I think the mythology needs to change. The way the mythology is currently done, they put a weight on the most use, and QSR, quick service restaurants with their drive-through, have a high weight along with gas stations. If you look at Wawa Racetrack and you look at that at the not ad valorem, Wawa and Racetrack itself, they're paying like $100,000 or so just on this road and drainage fee. I'm paying roughly $16,000 to $18,000 on each of the two properties just on this drainage fee. My property tax from Sarasota County is like $22,000. It's $16,000 for this road and drainage fee. It's a lot. I think the mythology needs to change. I know it's not going to happen today at this meeting because you guys are here to vote for your bill or whatever it is. But ultimately, the city manager or whoever makes the decisions needs to find another outside firm. I know you guys already have retained one, but maybe two or three. Take it up to RFP and figure out another way where it's more equitable. Right now, you're hurting small businesses like me, and you guys think I'm a McDonald's that does $4 million in revenue, or a Chick-fil-A that does $9 million in revenue. Burger King, an average Burger King, does $1.6 million in revenue. And out of that, I keep maybe 7 or 8% of that, generally speaking, and I have a note to pay.
Thank you, sir. You know?
So that's just my two cents. Thank you.
Alrighty. Moving on to consent agenda. City Manager, any items been pulled?
No, sir, Mr. Mayor.
Great. Any public comment? Then we'll request a motion.
I move to approve the items in the consent agenda.
Sorry. A motion by Commissioner Langdon, second by Commissioner Duvall to approve the consent agenda. Let's vote. And that passes 5-0. Moving on to public hearings, Resolution 2025-R-50. City Clerk, if you'd be kind enough to read by title only.
Resolution number 2025-R-50, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, adopting, certifying, and confirming the non-ad valorem assessment rates and capital improvements assessment rates, and adopting and certifying the non-ad valorem assessment roll for the Northport Road and Drainage District for fiscal year 2025-2026, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Thank you, ma'am. City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The 15% rate increase proposed today will help maintain the financial health of the Road and Drainage District by generating sufficient revenue to support ongoing maintenance operations and capital improvement projects. This aligns with the findings of professional rate consulting and addresses current and anticipated infrastructure needs as the city grows. We ask that you choose option one today, which is approve the resolution number 2025-R50 as presented. We're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, anything to this item? Seeing nothing, any public comment?
There are none.
Then I'll close this public hearing and looking for a motion.
I move to adopt resolution number 2025-R-50 as presented.
Second.
Got a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Commissioner Langdon to adopt resolution 2025-R-50 as presented. Let us vote. And that passes 4-1 with Commissioner Petro dissenting. Commissioner?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I do believe that 15% is excessive rate, and I've looked at the methodology and I calculated my own residential tax, which is, you know, over the 10 years, I'll be paying $2,000 extra, getting to the unsustainable level of taxing our people, our citizens. So I do support some level of raising a rate, but not 15. Thank you.
Right. Moving on. We are resolution 2025-R-55. City Clerk, if you'd be kind enough to read by title only.
Resolution number 2025-R-55, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, adopting the tentative Road and Drainage District budget for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2025 and ending September 30, 2026, prescribing the terms, conditions, and provisions with respect to the items of appropriation and their payment, providing for supplemental appropriations and reappropriations, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Thank you very much. City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The tentative budget for fiscal year 2025-26 for the Road and Drainage District is $30,928,880, which is a decrease of $16,752,436 from the fiscal year 2024-25 amended budget. This represents a 15% increase to the district assessment rate over the prior year assessment rate. We ask you take the recommended action of choosing option one, which is adopting resolution number 2025-R-55 as presented. We have to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Commissioners, anything to this, commissioners? Once, twice, and three times. City Clerk, any public comment? Then I'll close this public hearing and request a motion.
I'll make it. I move to adopt resolution number 2025-R-55 as presented.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Duvall, seconded by Commissioner Langdon to adopt resolution 2025-R-55 as presented. Let's vote. And that again passes 4-1. Commissioner Petro?
Yes, I believe the 15% hike is embedded in the budget. For that reason, I'm
Moving on, public comment, general public comment.
There's none.
All right, then with that, I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 6:14.